morning, you're welcome back to today's episode of Open Heavens on the Go. Open Heavens is a daily devotional. It is a guide to a close fellowship with God, and it is written by our Father in the Lord, Pastor E.A. Adeboye. Today's topic we'll be looking at, Remember Your Creator. Remember Your Creator, and our memorize shall be taken from the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 12, verse 1. I read, Remember now thy Creator in the days of thy youth, while the evil days come not, nor the years draw near, when thou shalt say, I have no pleasure in them. The Lord bless the reading of his word in Jesus' name. Our reading shall be taken from the book of Mark chapter 11, verse 12 to 20. I read, And on the morrow, when they were come from Bethany, he was hungry. And seeing a fig tree afar off, having leaves, he came, if haply he might find anything thereon. And when he came to it, he found nothing but leaves, for the time of figs was not yet. And Jesus answered and said unto it, No man eat fruit of thee hereafter forever. And his disciples heard it. And they come to Jerusalem, and Jesus went into the temple, and began to cast out them that sold and bought in the temple, and overthrew the tables of the money changers and the seats of them that sold those, and would not suffer that any man should carry any vessel through the temple. And he taught, saying unto them, Is it not written, My house shall be called of all nations the house of prayer? But ye have made it a den of thieves. And the scribes and chief priests heard it, and sought how they might destroy him, for they feared him, because all the people was astonished at his doctrine. And when even was come, he went out of the city. And in the morning, as they passed by, they saw the fig tree dried up from the roots. May the Lord bless the reading of his word in Jesus' name. Our Bible in 1 year is taken from the book of Judges, chapter 14 to chapter 16. And our hymn 7, I am thine, O Lord. To today's devotional, Remember Your Creator. Today's Bible reading tells the story of how Jesus saw a fig tree from afar and approached it because he was hungry. And getting to the tree, he discovered that it had no fruit on it, even though it had many leaves, and he cursed it. One lesson we can learn from this story is that God expects every living thing to be productive. He created everything for his pleasure. Revelation chapter 4 verse 11, and wants them to reveal his glory. One detail that used to baffle me anytime I read the passage in today's Bible reading is that the time for figs has not yet come. Mark 11:13. I used to think to myself, if it wasn't the season for figs, why did Jesus expect the fig tree to have fruit? I later realized that where the issue of time is concerned, God's time is always the right time. For instance, if God wakes you up at 3 a.m. or 4 a.m., it is wrong to tell him that it is too early for you to wake up. No matter how early the sovereign God wakes you up, it means your day has begun. His time is always the right time. In today's memory verse, God instructs young people to remember him while they are still in their youth. This means that the best time to serve God is when a person is young. It is best for people to surrender their hearts and lives to God in the morning of their years, because those who seek God early will find him. Proverbs 8:17. If you're a young person and you're reading this, Jesus wants your heart now. He wants you to bear fruits for his kingdom now that you're still young. He wants you to be fervent in spirit, serving him. Romans 12:11. Don't squander your youth on the altar of sin, or waste it by pursuing unimportant things. Seek God early. Don't be like the fig tree, which had nothing to offer Jesus when he came seeking fruit from it. God had commanded us to be fruitful and multiply. Genesis 1:28. However, to be fruitful, you must cultivate a vibrant relationship with him, because you can do nothing without him. John 15 verse 4. Beloved, I plead with you to remember your Creator in the days of your youth. Even if you're no longer a youth, dedicate the rest of your life to serving him, and he will beautify your life with his glory. Key point. Remember your Creator now. Key point. Remember your Creator now. The Lord bless the reading of his word in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you so much for joining today's episode of Open Heavens. Till I come your way again next time. Kindly have a wonderful day. This segment of our show is brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God Praise Palace, United Kingdom, Northampton. God bless you. Bye-bye.